Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Arum. I hope you're enjoying the Mark Arum Show podcast. A reminder, you can hear this very radio show live Monday through Friday. We're live 6 to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday on 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's News and Talk.
Are LoJacks still a thing?
LoJack?
LoJack. You remember LoJack? Like the car theft prevention? Is that still a thing?
I think so.
Did you ever have one, a LoJack?
No.
It was like a tracking device you put in your car.
Isn't it like OnStar now or something?
I don't know. Because it was a big thing for a while. I was like, oh, you better get LoJack. But I haven't heard that said in...
years?
10 years until 6 minutes ago when I said it in the newsroom because someone stole my chair at my desk. And I was like, I got to put a LoJack on that thing.
Where are all the chairs going? That's like the fourth chair that's disappeared.
I don't know. But the millennial's like, what the hell's a LoJack? I was is that not a thing anymore?
Couldn't they shut your car off, too? Like, if they'd stolen it?
Something like that.
Like a kill switch they could do remotely and then kill a...
Chuck, you seem like a guy that would have had a LoJack. Did you ever have a LoJack?
I didn't have anything worth stealing.
The tractor on the farm?
No.
No?
No one's stealing a tractor.
All right. I literally haven't seen or
I
heard...
I thought you were talking about that club they used to put on the steering wheel.
No, that's the... What was that? The club.
That was just the club.
Yeah. That's still a thing, right?
I don't know.
I haven't seen one of those in years either. I haven't seen one of those. What I did see a couple weeks ago was a baby on board sign on the back of someone's window.
I wanted to get one today. And my wife would not let me.
No.
She was like, I'm not putting that on our car. I was like, why not? We have a baby on board. She's like, no.
You have the swim dad sticker. I mean, that lets people know that you have a...
Well, that's free publicity.
When those came out, holy smokes, the baby on board things.
Does that change the way you drive?
I think so.
Really?
Right at first when you bring the kid home is the most terrifying drive ever. And then after that, you kind of...
No, but I don't...
I think it's more for the other people.
Yeah.
It doesn't change the way I drive when I see it.
I think psychologically...
You still tailgate him? You don't care?
I'm not tailgating him, but I'm not going to... I'm not looking at it like, oh, okay.
I think psychologically it should change the way people drive, right?
When I see one, I'm a little bit more careful around that car.
You lose a little bit of the road rage. Like, oh, there's kids
there.
Yeah,
I'm like, oh, I can't...
But those have disappeared.
Can't flip them off. There's a kid in there.
Exactly. Or you do it twice to get one for you and one for your kid.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, but I saw one for the first time forever. When those came out, bam. Whoever invented that thing, the baby on board sign, made a fortune.
Let's hope. They had to have.
They might have lost the fortune, but I mean, they
didn't copyright it or something, you know?
I don't know. Deb's doing some research right now. I'm betting they sold 30 million of those baby on board signs.
More than that.
Oh, yeah, way more.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What sold more units? The club that you put on the thing?
Yeah.
Or the baby on board sign?
I would say the baby on board,
just because they're cheaper. It's like a couple bucks.
I know those clubs were pretty ubiquitous for a while, too.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, this is the Mark Arum Show, by the way.
Why are we talking about auto theft?
Only because I said I need to put a LoJack on my chair at my desk because it keeps going around.
Oh.
And no one, the millennials had no idea what I was talking about as far as the LoJack.
Do you ever sit at your desk?
Sometimes. What I like the chair does, I put it in such a way that it hides some of the crap under my desk, so I don't look like such a hoarder. So the chair kind of blocks up, but with no chair there, you see all the junk under my desk, dog bed, and you know. So I use that chair as camouflage.
Yeah,
when you go hunting, it's one of those things you sit in.
Deer blind? Tree stand?
Yeah.
A blind?
Yeah. Yeah. So I use that. That makes no sense, but...
I get where you're going.
I use that to, you know, kind of mask...
Yeah, there you go.
Mask the stuff that's crammed underneath my desk. So we got a big show tonight. Dave Baker's going to join us. We're going to play This or That. We've got a fantastic comedian, Sarah Tiana, in studio. Angry Jay Black will break down the Bulldogs game, but I just want to... Oh, we already got calls on this? Do people want to talk about LoJack? Mike, what's up with LoJack? You know what? Is it still around?
Yeah, they still sell LoJack, and it's actually I sell it at the car dealership.
Oh,
and,
give us a plug.
Your car's not found in 24 hours, you get what you paid for LoJack refunded back to you.
So if your car gets stolen and you don't get it back within 24 hours, you get $79.99 back from LoJack.
No, you get $695
back
from LoJack.
So, all right, so LoJack, but you, I remember, I mean, back in the day when that first came out, that was like, you got to get LoJack to get your car, blah, blah. And I kind of haven't heard of it for a while, but it's still, you can get it, it's a dealer option is what you're saying?
It's still sold, you know, through the finance department when you purchase a vehicle. But also, if now the vehicles have got so much technology on them, mm-hmm. Ford has a option on it where they can actually track your car and find it anyway. So it's almost becoming obsolete, other than the fact that if they don't recover your car in that 24 hours, you do get a full refund.
Get your money back.
Normal recovery time with LoJack is 4 hours. If you have LoJack on it within 4 hours, most of the time they have
it. Chuck?
I was just say, Phil just texted me and said that they act, LoJack is a thing, and they have the police department has the trackers.
Interesting.
So that's probably why it only takes 4 hours.
I remember one of the big selling points, and this might have even been from Clark Howard, that if you got a LoJack, your insurance rate went down because the car company was like, all right, well, there's a better chance of recovering your car if it's stolen, so we'll cut your insurance rate. I don't know if that's still a thing, Mike, or not.
Yeah, I don't know if that would still be that big of an issue now that there's so much technology on them anyway.
Yeah.
So,
you could find your iPhone, right? Track your iPhone?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Thank you, Mike. AJ. AJ's up on the Mark Arum Show. What's going on, AJ?
Hey, yeah, just talking about your whole LoJack situation. When I first bought my first car, I got it from a buy here, pay here lot, and I didn't know much about cars and all that, and then I just wanted to get a car, and I bought the most junkiest car that you could find, and it had a LoJack on it, and I didn't know until after I made that last payment. They said, hold on 1 second, sir. We're going to take your tracking device off your vehicle.
God, are you serious?
And then the worst thing about it is I went back and I looked through the financing contract, nowhere that it said that they would
track the car.
But they did say they'll repo it, so I'm guessing that's how they would repo
it. Yeah, wow, that's pretty ingenious. Wow.
They're just banking on him not paying
exactly.
His bill.
Exactly. Well,
we're going to find you.
The failure to pay rate is probably pretty high on one of those lots. Joan, don't forget, you can listen to the show when you get home via Amazon Alexa or the WSB radio app. Laura's in Marietta. Laura, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hello, Laura.
I was going to say, you know, if you're talking to the millennials, you need to mention a tile. If you tape a tile to the bottom of your chair, you can use Bluetooth and track it.
Yeah, I had one of those.
A tile?
It's a little piece of plastic, and it's just got a tracker that you can put on your phone. They're called tiles, and you can stick them to, like, a laptop, or you can put them in your car.
Your keychain, anything like that.
Interesting. How much do those cost on Amazon?
I think they're, less than $20, because I bought a pack of them, and I gave them to, family members.
We need to put them on chairs, headphones, other stuff that disappears here at the station.
If we had a sticker, you put the sticker on there, and that way you know who stole it.
Yeah, I need to
hide it.
I need to cart some. There used to be a guy here at the station that would, you see the metal part on the you can't see because you're driving home right now, but these guys could see, there's like this little metal part on the headphones.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me tapping it?
Yeah.
And someone had it engraved, like.
Oh, yeah, I know people that did that, yeah.
And I would steal them out of spite. Throw them away. Like, you think no one's going to steal your stuff now?
That's right. The same person stealing your chair.
I did not want to talk about LoJack. I mean, we still can, but today's Friday the 13th. Are you a superstitious dude, Longoria?
Yeah, not really.
Chuck, I would imagine you are not a superstitious dude.
Kind of.
All right, I'd say at the top, I don't think you're a superstitious dude. But when it comes to, like, something like hunting, are you superstitious there? Like, I've got to wear these pants or these boots. Oh, I got that big kill when I was wearing this hat. Like, do you have that kind of a sports kind of superstition?
Not in what I wear, but what I do. Like,
what's my breakfast?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you have that kind of superstition.
Yes. Like, doing everything the same as much as I can. Not so much what I wear, but making sure the process is the same. I'm very
trust the process.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I bet that comes from running track, right? Because sports, when you play sports or you're a fan of sports. Superstitions, that's where my superstitions are.
Yeah.
All my superstitions are based on sports. Save one. I've got one superstition that has nothing to do with sports. It was just hammered into my head as a kid from my dad. I'll tell you that in a second. But Deb Green came up with the top superstitions and signs of bad luck on Friday the 13th. Real quick, let me run through these. Number 10, I don't know if this is a typo, Deb, or I just don't understand. walking over three drains?
Yeah, like if you're walking in the street, apparently if you walk over three of them, you know, like the where the water goes down, a gutter or something, yeah, yeah. That is what they're talking about.
Storm drain?
A storm drain.
Three, that's the magic number though, three?
Apparently, that's what it said.
The third never one heard you fall of that in one before. And the clown gets you.
Yeah, I've never heard that one before.
Yeah, I didn't. Right. That's number 10. Number 9, cracks on the pavement. Do you step on the cracks of the pavement?
Oh, yeah, you have to jump over them. I used to do that when I was a kid. Yeah, yeah.
I still subconsciously do that. Like, I will time my steps so I don't step on the segment.
You obviously never walk down Peachtree Street then, because it's impossible.
No, I use my e-scooter. And I do wheelies over them. Do you remember the movie with Jack Nicholson where he's got the disorder? And,
he's all with Helen Hunt down the street. He lives
in New York City, and he can't step on the crack, so he's like, oh, yeah. Placing shoes on a table or a bed.
I know people that would get angry if you put shoes, like, on a chair, even.
Is that a Mexican thing?
No, it was a white dude, so no.
Yeah, yeah, that's a
here's one I never got. Spilling salt. Like, if you tip it over the salt and you throw it over your shoulder. Like,
sometimes I'll do that.
That's
but.
All. I don't know where that comes from.
I don't know.
Like, that's weird to me. Like, oh, no, anything else. I just spilled coffee before the show. What, do I have to throw coffee over my shoulder now?
Well, I guess not.
Thanks to Deb for getting me paper towels to clean that up, by the way. This one, I have the sight of a single magpie. Like, what kind of...
I think that goes back to medieval days, right? There's something about a lone bird.
I wouldn't even know what a magpie looks like.
It's a big crow.
Is that what Hector and Heckle and Jekyll are? Are those magpies?
I think they were crows.
So if you just see one, that's why there was two, Heckle and Jekyll. Because one's bad.
They wouldn't have watched the cartoon if it was. So
Chuck, if you see a single magpie, run for the hills, buddy.
I don't know why I thought magpie was something completely different.
Meg in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
All right, so I'll give you the top five when we come back. It's Friday the 13th. And a full moon. So I know traffic was awful this morning. It's awful now. I'm superstitious about that. I know when it's a full moon and Friday the 13th, traffic is just hot garbage. We are not hot garbage, though. We are the Mark Arum Show. Deb Green, Longoria, Loti, and myself with you till 8 in the p.m. Monday through Friday. Don't forget, you can still register for free gas online at WSBRadio.com or the WSB Radio app. Having fun on a Friday on 95.5 WSB. 626, 92 degrees on Peachtree Street, 8.5 on the Mark Arum Show back sweat meter. All right, top five superstitions and signs of bad luck on Friday the 13th. Number five, a black cat crossing your path.
I have a black cat in my house.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
I don't really believe in this one.
No.
But like if I'm driving to work and a black cat shoots in front of my car, I'm like, oh, you know, like, here we go. You know, I don't really believe in it, but I know it's like that.
Yeah, it's always in the back of your mind.
I'm just happy I don't hit it. Oh, that would kill me if I ever hit an animal coming to work. Opening an umbrella indoors. I never heard of that.
Oh, yeah.
I get yelled at all the time by my wife.
We tell our daughters not to do that. They do that all the time. I'm like, don't open the umbrella in the doors. You're going to get...
See, we were so poor we couldn't afford an umbrella growing up, so I never learned that one.
Is that newspaper?
Yeah. Number three, Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
Number two, walking under a ladder. I think that's just smart. I don't think it's bad superstition. It's like smart not to walk under a ladder. And number one, breaking a mirror. 7 years of bad luck, I think that's what it is.
Seven
years of bad luck. There you go. The top 10 superstitions and signs of bad luck on the Mark Arum Show on a Friday the 13th. I need two contestants, Chuck. If you want to play this or that with Dave Baker, call now, 404-872-0750. Back after this, news, weather, and traffic next.
Hey, this is Rosie Perez, and you're listening to The Mark Arum Show.
Oh, a second, I reckon.
Welcome back to the show, 639, 91 degrees on Peachtree Street. Mark Arum and the Bananas with you till 8 in the p.m. Monday through Friday on WSB. Still got a bunch of good stuff coming up. Comedian Sarah Tiana, who is at the Punchline tonight. Jay Black and Brittany from Access Atlanta. I want to play this or that with Dave Baker in just a second, but Matt was on hold before news. Matt, what's up, buddy?
Nothing much, buddy. I was just calling about the LoJack. I used to work at a dealership, and we'd get cars, like two cars a month, come in and be like, hey, my car won't start. We get to look in, figure out it's got LoJack on it, and be like, you got to call the dealership and pay your bill.
Wow, really?
Yeah. And they'd be like, well, I didn't know they had it on there. But yeah, have to have them call up the person and have them pay their bill. And
So that's where it's basically being used. It's not like, you know, someone like Longoria that wants to, you know, in case the Durango gets stolen, he can find it again. It's people that don't think you're going to pay your bills. Is that basically what we're doing? All right, let's play This or That with Dave Baker, Longoria. Dave Baker, the host of the Home Fiction Show. I corralled him this morning and asked him a bunch of this or that questions. The game is very simple. If you just have to guess what he picks. It's 50-50. It's a coin flip. Let's meet our contestants. Michael's incoming. What's going on, Michael?
Hey, how's it going, Mark?
Excellent, buddy. Thanks for playing. And you're going to be playing Kevin in Doraville. Kev, what's up, bud?
Word up.
Word up. I like it. All right. You guys know who Dave Baker is, of course, right? Host of the Home Fix-It Show every weekend, either Saturday or Sunday.
I believe that is on Saturday, morning.
on WSB at a certain time in the morning. So I asked him this or that questions. Real simple. You just have to guess what he said. You ready?
Ready.
All right.
Yes.
All right. All right, we're starting with Michael and coming. Dave Baker, beach house or mountain cabin? Beach house or mountain cabin? What did Dave Baker pick?
Mountain cabin.
Dave Baker, beach house or mountain cabin?
Mountain cabin.
Wow.
Yeah, the beach house, you know, sometimes you get the water in, comes in every now and then, and understood. You lose beach. When the water gets to the mountain cabin, it's time to pack it in.
All right, Michael gets the point there. Kevin, tie it up, buddy. This or that, Dave Baker. Heating or air conditioning? Heating or air conditioning? What did Dave Baker say?
I'm going to say heating if he likes it in the mountains.
Dave Baker, heating or air conditioning, my friend?
Air conditioning, definitely. Ooh. I hate the cold weather. Definitely an AC guy, or as we like to call it, cooling.
That's a good point because, he picked the mountain cabin. You need heating in the mountain cabin, I think. All right, I'm with your logic there, Kev. Unfortunately, no point. All right, Michael, I asked Dave Baker, water heater or hot water heater?
I don't think he says the hot part because it's redundant. I'm going to say water heater.
Dave Baker, water heater or hot water heater?
Water heater. Can't stand the hot water heater, people.
Can't stand them. Can't stand you. All right, good point. You're right, Michael. All right, Kevin, you need this one. You're being shut out right now. Dave Baker, SUV or convertible? SUV or convertible?
SUV.
Dave Baker, SUV or convertible, my friend?
SUV. I don't fit in convertibles. I sit too high for convertibles, so I get the wind in the eyes.
He's like 6'9", by the way. He's a big guy. All right, so you get the point. Good job, Kev. All right, here we go. Dave Baker, longtime member of the Braves broadcast team and as an engineer. I asked him, Michael, Turner Field or SunTrust Park? What do you think?
Oh, man. I think you've got to say SunTrust Park, right?
Let's see. I don't know. Dave Baker, Turner Field or SunTrust Park?
Turner Field.
Yeah.
Turner Field. Work some games at Turner Field. A bunch.
Yeah.
Work some games at SunTrust Park. Everything at SunTrust Park has been collapsed in. Small, itty-bitty. The numbers are itty-bitty. Numbers I need to work with. I can't see without binoculars now, and it's too small.
There you go. He picked old-school Turner Field. All right, here we go, Kev. Free radio food or free ballpark food?
I'd imagine y'all got a pretty good spread, so I'm going to go with the radio food.
All right. Dave Baker, free radio food or free ballpark food?
Free ballpark food. I don't trust free radio food because I don't know the people bringing it in.
Sure.
Sandy from Smyrna is bringing in some brownies. No, that's okay. Thank you.
All right. So he picked, I'll eat the brownies, Sandy. You can bring them in. I don't care. Dave Baker won't eat them. All right. Who's up? Michael's up. New York or Los Angeles? Dave Baker, the Home Fix-It Show. New York or L.A.?
New York.
Dave Baker, New York or L.A.?
Hey. New York. It's a great idea, New York City. This just didn't work quite right, but it worked better than L.A. I just like the energy in New York is much better.
All right, here's a tough one. Kevin's up. Talking about Braves baseball. Here's a multiple choice. Skip, Don, Joe, or Pete? What did Dave Baker say? Skip, Don, Joe, or Pete? You all right, Kev?
Yep, that's not me.
What? It's your turn, though. Skip, Don, Joe, or Pete? What does he say?
Skip.
Dave Baker, Skip, Don, Joe, or Pete?
Out of all of them, I'll go Joe. I'll go Joe. I always thought Joe gave you the best play-by-play.
He gave us the best play-by-play. All right, end of round one of This or That with Dave Baker. What's the score, Deb Green?
Michael 3, Kevin 1.
Oh, we got a blowout cooking here. Kev, you're going to come back and try to tie this puppy up. When we come back, we'll finish up This or That with Dave Baker on The Mark Arum Show on Twitter and Instagram at Mark Arum. This is 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's news and talk. Welcome back. It is round two of This or That with Dave Baker from the Home Fix-It Show. Michael's taking on Kevin. Michael is up 3-1, and it's Michael's turn. All right, so you got to hurry up, Kevin. Catch up. Michael, this or that. Here we go. I asked Dave Baker, hamburger or hot dog? Hamburger or hot dog? What did Dave Baker say?
Since he likes ballpark food, I'm going to go ahead with a hot dog.
Dave Baker, hamburger or hot dog?
Hot dog. They're easier to eat.
Easier to eat. Very simple. All right, another food question, Kev. Drumsticks or flats? Talking about chicken wings. Does Dave Baker prefer drumsticks or flats?
Drumsticks.
Dave Baker, drumsticks or flats?
Flats. Not
really?
Not even close.
Kev, you're not very good at this game.
They're easier. Did you leave
number 11 in there? No, I'm not doing number 11, Longoria. Do you see the one I'm talking about?
Yeah.
No, do not do that one. All right, Dave Baker, skip that one, please. What are you trying to give me, fire, Dev Green? All right, Dave.
Wow.
Here we go. Who's up? Michael. Dave Baker is a big golfer. Would you rather play 18 at Augusta or 18 at Pebble Beach?
18 at Augusta.
Dave Baker, 18 at Augusta, 18 at Pebble Beach.
18 at Augusta.
All right, there you go.
Played Pebble Beach.
All right, go ahead. All right, final question. Kev, you can't win. This is just for pride. Would Dave Baker rather win one green jacket or at Augusta or three British Opens?
I would say the green jacket at Augusta.
All right, Dave Baker, hit it, man.
I would take the green jacket probably because I live in the United States and they would make me a member and I could go there whenever I wanted to play.
There you go. Kevin, you did well, but you did not win a prize. We have no prize for Kevin, right?
Unfortunately, not today.
Sorry, Kevin, but we do have a prize for Michael. Michael, what is Michael won, Deb Green?
4-pack of tickets to go check out everything at Stone Mountain's annual Pumpkin Festival, which opens up next Saturday.
Wow, Pumpkin Festival tickets, Michael. Hang on the line. Low T's got you covered. It wouldn't be a Friday unless we checked in with our buddy Russ in Gainesville. Russ.
Come here a minute. I want to talk to you.
Russ, all right, listen. The sweatshirt I'm sending to you from the Mark Arum Show is not coming from promotions. This is from my personal collection. Don't call promotions.
Oh, okay. All right. I didn't know. See, I'm having trouble with the post office, so
yes,
I wasn't sure if they...
Well, you're a transient individual. You're a transient fella.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway, so don't get me fired. Last thing I want is promotions already mad at me because I told people that I didn't have computers to call them to sign up for the free gas.
And sometimes we have to get extra prizes from them.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, Arum.
They're really mad at me.
So they weren't happy today.
Yeah, they told me that in the break room one day.
Yeah.
Can you tell Arum not to tell us to call us? I'm like, oh, okay.
I'm sorry. I figured they don't do any work. They can at least help our listeners out once in a while.
Not making it better.
This isn't promotions in 1999 where they had to run 162 remotes for the Braves and the Hawks, okay? This is B at the Movies. Oh, we got to go to B at the Movies.
Yeah, we're never getting another
prize.
Yeah,
we're not getting prizes next week.
Yamamoto's at the Verizon store. Like, come on. Promotions used to have to, they'd had four promotions a day. And now it's like two a month. So you can answer some phone calls.
Yeah, I guess so.
To sign up for free gas if people want to have a computer. Come on. You can sign up for free gas, by the way, at WSBRadio.com.
Good plug.
Or the WSB Radio app. By the way, Chuck, yesterday was Eric Erickson's bourbon and butts. How did that... is he on the line still? He's on the line.
He's not going to talk to you.
All right, Chuck.
Yeah, okay.
Russ, what's going on this weekend, buddy? We got a lot of stuff going on in town.
There's a couple of things in Gainesville. We're going to go see a band tonight at Branch House Tavern. So
okay.
That's what we're doing. Things are coming.
You say we. Who's going? You got a lady
friend?
Well,
I've got a girl. Listen to this. I've got an old girlfriend named Talanta.
Talanta?
She's coming. Talanta.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, she's driving up here from Florida to stay with me. So
wow.
She says she'll be here about 10.
So just to get the name right, her name is Atlanta with a T up front?
Yes, Talanta. Talanta.
I don't know. So that's a lot of pressure. This is a long-distance booty call, Russ.
You had to pay for her gas to get up here, too?
Yeah. Did you win the free gas to get her?
You know, she hasn't hit me with that yet, but who knows?
All right. And I'm assuming she's coming up because Corrali is too young to go to the bar?
No, Corrali's 25.
Yeah.
25.
Sure. Sure, Russ. All right, buddy. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday, pal.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Chuck, how was Bourbon and Butts yesterday, real quick?
It was awesome.
Was it a good time?
Yeah.
Great. Good times, great oldies.
Oh, yeah, no.
Great
barbecue and a lot of bourbon.
Yeah, I tried to sneak up there to get some of the barbecue, and I ran into Erickson giving the tour.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, and I was like, oh, it was really awkward. They're like, what are you doing up here? I'm like, oh, I'm going to get my mail.
My mail.
Oh, you still should have. You should have come. There was so much barbecue left.
Was there?
Oh, yeah.
Next year. Yeah. Next year. I'll donate it enough. I'll buy a ticket next year.
Well, there you go.
To the Erickson Bourbon and Butt stuff. All right, when we come back, comedian Sarah Tiana is in studio, plus Jay Black and Brittany from Access Atlanta. We got a bunch to cover in an hour. 404. No, don't call. Don't call. Just tweet at me, at Mark Arum. It's Friday edition of The Mark Arum Show.
The Mark Arum Show is performed before a live studio audience.
No, I want this town to be near you.
Hey, welcome back. Friday edition of The Mark Arum Show. The Bananas and I at your beck and call till 8 in the p.m. Monday through Friday on 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's news and talk. And don't forget, once you get home, you can listen to the show via Amazon Alexa or the WSB Radio app or at your leisure on iTunes or WSBRadio.com. So we've been roasting in literally record-breaking heat all day. Another record-breaking temperature today. So while we were roasting, I was like, well, how can we talk about roasting and not be annoying? I said, well, you know what? Our fun comedy roasts. So we've got a professional roaster in studio. She's actually at the Punchline tonight and tomorrow. Sarah Tiana. Sarah, welcome to the program. How are you, dear?
Thank you for having me. That is a very good segue, roasting heat.
You came
roasting,
to Atlanta in September thinking, oh, it'd be nice and modest and cool, and it's 99 degrees outside.
Yeah.
What the heck?
I know. It was 104 yesterday in the car when I was driving to the Punchline, and I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah,
they're like,
insane.
Oh, it's like the hottest day ever here. And I'm like, well, what a wonderful time to be.
It literally broke the record by 5 degrees. Mm-hmm. Not like usually it's like, oh, you know, the high was 93, we hit 94. It was 95, mm-hmm. and we hit 99 yesterday.
Yeah. It's a lot.
But you didn't come here to talk about the weather. By the way, where are you based now these days? Where are you living?
Oh, I live in Los Angeles. I've lived there for almost 18 years now.
Wow.
I know. But I grew up in Calhoun, Georgia. So
that's right.
About an hour north of here.
So you're used to the heat and the humidity.
Yeah, yeah. We have plenty of heat in California, but it's not like this.
No.
And it's certainly not with humidity.
Indeed. And you also have Jack in the Box, which I'm very jealous
of. Oh, yeah.
About.
Yeah, we do.
I've been pushing for, I'm a big fast food guy.
Mm-hmm.
And people always ask if you could choose one fast food restaurant, it's the only place you could eat for the rest of your life. I choose Jack because their menu is so huge. Like, you can get mozzarella sticks, French toast. I mean, they have literally burritos. They have everything. And
I'm
kind of jealous.
Their tacos are pretty good.
The West Coast. I mean, we have Chick-fil-A, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
But
not In-N-Out Burger. That's like, you don't like that place because it only has one option.
I like it, but you only have. But for the rest of your life, I need options.
Oh, I see. For
the
rest of your
life,
I see. Sure.
Let's get back into roasting. So, in roasting circles, you're considered a queen.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, they call me the roastess with the mostest, or the Southern Belle of ball busting, whatever you want. However you want to say it.
That's a different comedic muscle than just doing, say, straight stand-up, right? Isn't it different?
Yeah, much different. It's different. It's much more topical, I would say. Mm-hmm. Some of the stuff is a little bit more evergreen. So, you know, being topical and evergreen, I think, is kind of a great balance of something that you can find. Like, when you're roasting, you know, and if you want to bring up something that happened recently, you have to think about it as an event that people will remember forever, you know?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, it's an interesting balance.
So what are some of the celebrity roasts that you've taken part in?
Well, we just finished Alec Baldwin. So I was just a writer on that. That comes out on Sunday. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Where can I see that?
It should be on Comedy Central on Sunday. Yeah. So that was pretty cool.
I give him credit for getting up there and getting roasted because, I mean, there's a lot of material to work with Alec Baldwin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Everyone's like, oh, have fun. Like, he's such a good sport. And I'm like, yeah, that's what I always think about Alec Baldwin. Like, what a good sport. Yeah.
So it's taped. It's in the can.
It's in the can. Yeah, we taped it last Saturday.
Can you say, were you there for the taping?
Yeah, I was there. Yeah, I had to be there because, so what happens when you're a writer on the show, like, you come in for 1 week and you just kind of start writing jokes about everybody.
Sure.
And then you start getting assigned different roasters that you're going to work with one-on-one. Mm-hmm. And so I was assigned to Caroline Ray this year because I already had a relationship with her. And Ireland Baldwin like makes a surprise appearance. So we, I wrote her stuff.
That's his daughter?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the one he called a thoughtless little pig.
Oh,
yes.
Excellent.
Yes, that's the one he left the voicemail for. So
I mean, just give us a little teaser here. How did the roast go?
It was great. She totally got him back. Everybody got him back. Yeah. We had a lot of fun. I mean, Caitlyn Jenner was on the roast, so the first trans person on the roast. So, you know, there were plenty of jokes about that. I'm sure we'll get slayed by the trans community.
Who else was on the dais?
Robert De Niro. He ended up doing two of my jokes, and I had no idea. I was so excited. I actually didn't get to meet him because when I went to the after party, I'm 4 months pregnant, so I was just like,
thanks.
So I like went to the after party and I was like, I can't stand on my feet this much longer. I've been here all day.
But Sarah Tiana's in studio.
Yes.
We're talking about the Comedy Central roast this Sunday. She is at the Punchline tonight and tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Let's get that tickets online at punchline.com. So you wound up writing jokes for Robert De Niro. Did you know that you were writing them for De Niro, or these were generic jokes that were given to De Niro?
I knew that I was writing them for De Niro because, you know, sometimes like you'll have an assignment. It's like write jokes about Robert and write jokes for him. And so, you know, I wrote a joke about comparing Nikki Glaser to a taxi driver, you know, because she picks up strange, you know, gives strangers rides for free.
Yeah, yeah.
So that one made it. And then he did this other joke where he was just like, oh, I'm just here to teach Caitlyn Jenner, Chris Redd, and Blake Griffin how to bang black women,
oh,
you know?
My God.
And I couldn't believe he did it. You know, I was like, you know, you write something and you're like,
so
there's no way he's going to do this.
Bobby De Niro, obviously one of the greatest actors
of
all
time. Mm-hmm.
Does he have that comedic timing in a roast situation? How did he perform?
Yeah, he performed. I mean, he performed like a, you know, an old man.
Okay.
You know, like there's
an
it's still
gent.
Yeah, it's still like coming from Robert De Niro.
Yeah.
But like, no, he had great timing. He obviously rehearsed,
sure.
And so he knew. And he took a lot of jokes, and a lot of it was about his divorce and, you know, dating black women.
Yes.
And, you know, owing them $140 million.
Yeah, he knows his niche.
Yeah.
And Alec Baldwin, I mean, mm-hmm.
There's a lot.
I'm not a professional. I could come up with 19 categories to mock Alec mm-hmm. Baldwin on. Do you narrow the focus and say, all right, let me concentrate on this part of his life, or you just freeball it and whatever comes out?
Well, at first you just freeball it, and then by the end, you know, once we're starting to get more and more scripts in, and once we're finalizing scripts and we go, oh, we have so many jokes about the voicemail. Like, let's write more jokes about 30 Rock, or let's write more jokes about Beetlejuice, or, you know, whatever his iconic things are. So you try to write jokes about
Glenn Ross. Did that come on there?
Yes, Glenn Ross. That was actually a great joke by him because he was like talking to Dr. Kim, you know, from The Hangover,
you
know. And so he's like, I know I'm not big in the Asian community, but if I do Glenn Ross, it's like the hardest possible thing for you guys to say.
Oh,
which was a great joke. Yeah.
That is,
I mean,
awesome.
Dr. Ken loved that.
I'm so excited. So this is this Sunday, the Alec Baldwin roast. Are roasts different now in 2019? Meaning, you know where we are as opposed to 10 years ago even. And it's a different, you know, just it's a different ether. We're mm-hmm. in a different world now. Does that impact the roast and how they're put together?
I think they're just the same vile thing that we always are.
Yeah.
I don't think they've gotten worse. They definitely are not going to get cleaner or be buttoned up because it's comedy. And like, as comedians, like, we feel like we have the last form of free speech. And we're not running for office. We're not trying to, you know, like, if you cancel us, like, fine, that just makes us more famous. So, like, whatever. It's like, you know, like, we have to be able to make fun of one another. And that's the essence of friendship.
Yeah.
And so I think as roasters, you kind of come into that arena and you go, like, no. You can make all these jokes about me being trans, but I get to make jokes too. It's like, it's different in stand-up, you know, where people are constantly getting yelled at for the things they say. But when you give the other person a voice back so that they have a rebuttal.
I love the roast.
It kind of makes it, you know. So Caitlyn Jenner came out there and just was swinging.
She owned it.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
She owned it. She was self-deprecating. She was incredible.
My favorite roast line of all time, and it's I can't say it on the air, but it was a Jeffrey Ross line to B. Arthur about Sandra Bernhardt. where I wouldn't blank you with B. Arthur's blank.
Yes.
I mean, to me, that's just the epitome of what roast should be. Sarah Tiana, let me ask you this. We're going to roast you on Comedy Central. Pick five comedians that you want to roast you, or five people. Who do you want roasting you?
Oh, that's a really good question. Who do I want roasting me? Well, I got roasted by Mike Lawrence, and that was pretty great in roast battle. I mean, I would get Jeffrey for sure. Yeah. A Jeselnik. I think Anthony Jeselnik. Mm-hmm. I would love that. Ooh, man, that's really tough. I think Ralphie May, RIP, if he was still around. Yeah. You know, probably Nikki Glaser. I think she's doing so great. She's hilarious. So happy for her that this is her third roast and she's killing it.
She's crushing it.
Yeah.
That's a good dais.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I like that.
All my friends.
Yeah. Well, did you pick them because they would pull punches or?
Yeah. And then they won't say anything that I don't want them to say. Yeah, sure.
Excellent. Excellent. Sarah Tiana in studio. She's at the Punchline tonight and tomorrow. Tickets online at punchline.com. What else is cooking here? You got the bun in the oven.
I've got a bun in the oven.
Do we know gender yet?
It's a boy.
Okay.
Yeah, so having a little boy in February. My boyfriend and I have decided to have the baby first because that was more on a time crunch than marriage.
Sure.
So I'm having a little Jon Snow baby. So that'll be...
Jon Sand, as it turned out.
Yes, exactly.
Did you do one of those gender reveal videos?
No, we found out. And like we didn't start telling people until this week,
yeah.
We had our third ultrasound and like everything was fine.
Good, good. Yeah.
At my age, you have to be very careful.
26 is tough.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Yeah. Yes. 41. So, yeah. So, geriatric pregnancy. So, that's going to be fun to talk about on stage. And so, yeah. So, I don't know. We're just kind of getting ready. We found out the sex of the baby. So, we did the reveal all at the same time.
Beautiful.
Like, we just told everybody all at once. I'm not into those reveals.
And I'm not going to pressure you, but I would rather you raised your little Jon Snow in Calhoun than LA. I mean, It's cleaner living in Calhoun, Georgia than the streets of Los Angeles.
Yeah, you know, we've definitely talked about that. Like, luckily, we live in a part of Los Angeles called El Segundo, which is like some of the best public schools in the country.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. So it's like a kind of a little Mayberry town. We get like 250 trick-or-treaters, and it's like very, very small town vibe. So we're going to stick over there because we think that's best. And my boyfriend's a sportscaster, so he works. His show, the tapes, right over there.
Oh, I want
right
to talk to you about that.
Airport.
Can you hang out one more segment?
Sure.
All right. Sarah Tiana in studio. She's the Punchline tonight. Folks, if you go to the show and you catch her drinking, let me know. Because she's pregnant. She's 4 months pregnant. She should not be drinking on stage, but it'll be a blast. Again, tickets online at punchline.com. Hang tight. We'll be right back. Friday edition of The Mark Arum Show.
Mark Arum on 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's news and talk.
Welcome back, Friday edition of The Mark Arum Show. Still to come on the show, Brittany Tannenbaum from Access Atlanta, Jay Black, WSB sports director, going to preview the Bulldogs game. Sarah Tiana in studio, your boyfriend, you teased us, is a sportscaster. Tell me more about that.
So he's on the Rich Eisen show.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he's a sidekick on the Rich Eisen show. His name's Chris Brockman, and he's fantastic. Unfortunately, he's a Patriots fan, so it's been a very, you know, because I would cheer for Al-Qaeda before the Patriots.
Yes, as well you should.
Yeah, and it's like going into the relationship knowing he's a cheater. So
here's the deal. I love Rich Eisen,
mm-hmm.
but I don't get to watch or listen to his show
right.
just because of my schedule. But the Rich Eisen show on Instagram follows me.
Oh!
And I'm like, I love it. It's great. And like they're very cool. So I don't know if your boyfriend has uh-huh. anything to do with that. But I get like starstruck. I'm like, Rich Eisen's show, not the man. The show is following me on Instagram. This is fantastic.
I'm sure he has everything to do with
it. Yeah. Is Rich as good a guy as I think he is?
He's wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah, we actually just told him yesterday, Chris announced it, Wednesday. He announced it on the air in like the Eisen Overtime segment. And,
yeah.
you know, Rich and his wife referred us to our doctor who was helping us,
aww.
You know. So, like, they.
I don't think they were, but they were just so shocked. They were just so excited and over the moon. So, yeah,
can you bring your boyfriend in next time?
I
would love to meet him.
Oh, I would
love it. Real quick, how did you guys meet? Comedian, sportscaster.
I know. We met at the Comedy Store, actually, because one of our old managers started working at Rich Eisen and brought the two, at the time, there were two sidekicks, and so that he brought them over, and I saw him, and I was like, that's my boyfriend, and it took me like 6 months to convince him, and then here we are, 4 years later.
Freaking power couple over there. That's amazing.
Yeah, so it's pretty fun. We did a really cool announcement video with a pair of Jordans. He's a big sneakerhead, and so am I. So
really?
We did the reveal
with had more time to ask
Jordan
you about
sneakers.
That.
Yeah.
I don't get that at all.
Yeah, but I'm going to the Falcons game on Sunday, so go Falcons,
rise
go
up,
Dogs,
baby.
Go
rise
Braves.
Up.
Yeah.
Indeed. Sarah, where can we find you online and social media and all that good stuff?
It's at Sarah Tiana, Sarah with an H, Tiana with a Tiana on Twitter and Instagram.
And how can we follow your boyfriend?
At Chris Brockman, yeah.
That's so
at Brock
cool.
Shady on Instagram.
Is
yeah.
it Brock Shady?
Yes,
I love him already.
Unfortunately,
I
yes.
love him already.
Yeah.
All right, excellent. Well, Sarah, great to see you. She's the Punchline tonight and tomorrow. Tickets online at punchline.com. Great to see you again.
Thank you, Mark. Good to see you.
We'll be right back after news, weather, and traffic. This is the Mark Arum Show on 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's News and Talk.
Hi, this is Valerie Bertinelli, and you're listening to The Mark Arum Show.
He packed in the animals 2x2, ox, a camel, and a kangaroo. Packed him in that ox so tight, I couldn't get no sleep that night. Roll the dust, Chip and him, tell me about that master plan. Oh, my Lord, Lord.
Welcome back, Friday edition of The Mark Arum Show. This is one of the busiest weekends I can remember in Metro Atlanta, including the return of Music Midtown. Joining us in studio from Access Atlanta, your friend and mine, Brittany Tannenbaum. Hello, Britt.
What's up?
So, I mean, this is big. Like, Music Midtown's been around for a long time.
So long. Do you remember your first Music Midtown?
I don't.
Okay, so I was in, I'll tell you mine,
okay.
Since you can't remember yours. I was in high school. All I remember is that we would just take MARTA.
Mm-hmm.
It was raining. We didn't really care because we got to see like Ja Rule and, you know, all the, and Ludacris and all these just crazy.
So 2 years ago, you're saying.
Right, exactly. Yes, when I was eight, for my 18th birthday.
Exactly. Yeah, no, I've been to a bunch. They've kind of blurred together, obviously,
yes.
because you're imbibing at these festivals. But now as I'm getting older, I'm like, I don't want to deal with the crowds, the traffic, the parking, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going.
That's what I told someone today. It's like, I know I'm getting older when I'm invited to go to the VIP tent. And then I'm like, you know,
I might do.
Come on.
VIP tent and bathroom.
We got a Shake Shack VIP tent.
I might think about, I'm not going to do it because then I'll be a mess.
Right, exactly.
Who is going to be at Music Midtown this year anyway?
They've got Cardi B, Billie Eilish, who I actually love. You know, the song Bad Guy.
Exactly. They were talking about him today in the newsroom.
It's a she.
She, that's what
she.
I meant.
Who else? Travis Scott, Panic at the Disco.
Okay.
And it should be fun. It's all weekend, so it's at Piedmont Park. I think, you know, the ticket prices definitely vary for which days or how long you want to go.
What you want to do. But you
exactly.
mentioned MARTA, so that used to be the only way to get down there, like smartly.
MARTA is smarta.
But now you've got Uber and Lyft, which are
that's true.
Game changers when it comes
definite
to
definite game changers. But, you know, you never know with traffic. So MARTA's just kind of a one-way street, and you get no traffic there.
Yeah.
And it's an experience.
It
you
is.
Know, sometimes.
MARTA is an experience. You're
right?
Exactly right. So we've also got, there's a lot of sporting activities.
Yes.
We've got the Falcons playing Sunday night. We got Georgia Tech playing Saturday. And if
and
you're
Bulldogs.
A monster
truck. Right?
Bulldogs are in Athens.
Oh, right. Okay. Got
but,
it. And then Monster Truck tonight.
Tonight.
And Saturday night, I think. But they are some
and Atlanta United, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like just a sports weekend,
it
basically.
Is big time.
Forget all my stuff. Just go check out all the football and all those games.
I've never been to a Monster Truck show before. Have you?
Neither have I, but I feel like I would need to take some earplugs.
It's loud, yeah.
It's loud. I feel like it almost might have like a NASCAR vibe.
Are they doing it at the Dome?
They're doing it at the Infinite Energy Arena.
Okay, all right. Because I was wondering, because that's a quick turnaround from Monster Trucks to the Falcons.
No. It's at Infinite Energy Arena
oh, cool.
in
all
Duluth.
Right.
And so that's pretty fun for, you know, any kind of kids, boys and girls who are into monster trucks. They have a lot of female athletes or whatever.
Drivers
yeah. that participate in this. I know we had someone talk about it last year, do a live stream with her talking about it from
I remember that as well.
Infinite Arena. So.
Brittany Tannenbaum joining us on the Mark Arum Show from Access Atlanta. All right, you know I'm a big foodie.
Yes.
I need to go to Smyrna.
I wanted to know how your kosher barbecue was.
It was fun. So I wound up So last Sunday, I was a judge at the Atlanta Kosher Barbecue Festival. I didn't judge food.
Got it.
I pulled out of that because I've judged too many of those things, and it's just too much food, and I'm wiped out. So I just judged the booths, like the creativity of the booths, the names, all that. It was a fun time.
But I love the picture of you and Maya, like king and queen of kosher.
We were king and queen of the Kosher Barbecue Festival.
Loved it.
But Smyrna this weekend, Taste of Smyrna.
Speaking of food, so Taste of Smyrna in downtown Smyrna is going to happen. They've got over 30 restaurants will participate in this Taste of Smyrna event. You can experience a wide selection of different kinds of foods. They have they're going to have entertainment. The festival is free, and then taste tickets cost between 50 cents and $4. So head out there, get your Taste of Smyrna on.
What is that?
That is the 14th. What is today? The 13th?
Yeah, so it's
okay,
tomorrow.
So it's tomorrow, okay. Saturday.
So not Sunday event.
Not Sunday.
Okay.
Saturday.
All right. Maybe I can sneak out over
there
and check
there
it out.
Yeah, there you go.
Because Sunday's reserved for football.
For football.
Fantasy football.
What day isn't reserved for football? I mean, Sunday night, Monday night, Thursday night. Do I get a day here?
It's like Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
Ay, ay, ay.
She says, oh, yeah, yeah, like an old Jewish grandmother.
You know?
All right, well, there's a lot of stuff. There's something for everybody this weekend. Sports fans, music fans, food fans, we got you covered. Actually, Brittany's got you covered. All this information is online at WSBTV.com and on the social medias, Britt.
You can follow us on the social medias at AccessATL. My Insta is at Britt Elise. And then you can also catch Access Atlanta on the WSB Now app.
WSB Now app.
Yep.
Beautiful.
On Roku. That sounds better.
Amazon Fire.
Yes, and Apple TV.
And just a reminder for you and the younger folks, you can listen to the Mark Arum Show podcast.
Who wants to listen to you?
Oh, my goodness. Anytime you want. On WSBRadio.com, iTunes, SoundCloud, I think Spotify now, too.
You got it all.
And the WSB Radio app on demand and Amazon Alexa.
The coolest and hardest working man in radio.
Bless your heart, Britt. Have a good weekend, buddy.
Shabbat shalom.
Now that security has safely escorted Brittany Tannenbaum out of the studio.
Bye, Brittany.
It's safe to bring in WSB Radio sports director Jay Black and another big Bulldogs weekend. How are you, Jay Bird?
I didn't get a chance to see Brittany. She's gone.
You saw the back of her head as she was walking out of the studio. Big win last weekend, obviously. But the main story was the Dooley Field dedication. How was that? How cool was that?
You could just kind of feel the vibe that everybody was there for Coach.
Yeah.
All of his captains were there on the field with him. As they unveil the banner now, says above the 50-yard line, about halfway up in the stadium, Dooley Field. So it was a pretty special day to be there.
I love how everyone's referencing it now. The game this weekend, Dooley Field at Sanford Stadium.
That's right, as it should be.
That's pretty cool. Until they sell the naming rights to SunTrust,
Truist Bank at Dooley Field at Sanford Stadium.
That's a mess. You know, I do want to talk about the Braves in a second, right. But Bulldogs this weekend. I'm putting another win in the victory column. Who are we playing and how much are we favored by?
It's Arkansas State. It's 33 points. Arkansas State is a step up in class, though, obviously,
sure.
From Murray State. Georgia should be fine, but they'll have to work for it a little bit because the Red Wolves do throw the ball very well. They're a team that's used to winning, so they won't roll over. Georgia does have more talent, but it won't be a total stomp fest like it was in the second quarter last week. So Georgia, Kirby Smart doesn't have to work hard to sell his team on being ready for this one and not looking ahead to the chaos next week.
Yeah, so the best part about last Saturday's game was the second, third, four-teamers got some reps. So we got some experience now behind Jake Fromm especially.
Got to see Stetson Bennett a little bit. Had some high marks. Had some low marks. His pick six. But he did lead four touchdown drives. Got a couple of passes through the air, one on the ground. We got to see some of the great freshmen show off a little bit. Zamir White, George Pickens with that great diving catch. This might already be the catch of the year.
Yeah.
So, and then Nolan Smith was on a sack and a half on defense. So there's a lot of talent in that freshman group. We got to see it a little bit. Should get to see it more tomorrow.
Jay Black's a sack and a half. He's the WSB Sports Director. He joins us on the Mark Arum Show. All right, I don't want to look ahead, but you mentioned next Saturday.
Yes.
That's the big one. Tell the folks what's going on next Saturday in Athens.
Number 3, Georgia. Number 7, Notre Dame. First time the Fighting Irish have ever come to Athens. They're going to have to bring in some portable seats for this game. They're going to have to add 500 more seats in the end zone plaza for this one to let all the Notre Dame folks in. So it's Kirby Smart has even told the fans, don't look ahead from Arkansas State, but everybody's going to, obviously, because it's going to be about as chaotic and exciting for a any game, really, in Athens.
The biggest game since I've been a Georgia Bulldog fan in Athens. We went to the game at Notre Dame.
Yes.
It was an amazing atmosphere, an amazing game. I'm sure it's going to be reciprocated here in Athens. What time is the kickoff on this next Sunday?
8 o'clock. So it'll be prime time, late night on CBS and here on, of course, on WSB. I mean, it's going to be
That's dangerous, though. That means all day tailgating leading up to an 8 p.m. kick.
I might be all week tailgating, frankly.
Yeah. And then I got to turn around. All right, it's a Saturday. I was like, I got to work Monday morning. I'll be fine. I have Sunday to recover.
That's a great part about college football.
Jay Black joining us in studio. All right, the Bulldogs tomorrow. Our kickoff coverage starts at what time, Jay?
Breakfast with the Bulldogs. So 8 a.m. tailgate show, kickoff at noon.
Excellent. All right, let's move over to the first place, Atlanta Braves, real quick. Braves are inching closer to locking up the NL East. I have no doubt they're going to do that. Two things I'm watching. Will Ronald Acuña hit the 40-40 mark? And who are the Braves going to play in the playoffs? Your take on both of those.
Acuña already the youngest person to 35-35 in Major League Baseball history. And the first Brave to do that. So he's getting one more homer for 40, four more steals for 40. I think he'll get there as he should.
Yeah.
Playoff opponents. If the Braves somehow catch the Dodgers for the top seed, then they would get the wild card winner, which at this point might be the Nationals.
Sure.
I don't know if anybody wants to mess with the Nationals.
I agree.
Having home field all the way through was a big deal, but facing the Nationals in a 5-game series is not ideal. Probably not going to happen, though. The Dodgers probably going to hold on to the top spot, so it looks like the Braves will be the number 2, and it looks like it's probably going to be the Cardinals in the National League Division Series.
Unbelievable. The Brewers are just so much bad luck. Yelich with a broken kneecap.
Yeah.
Yeah, just horrible. But, I mean, no matter what happens from here to the end of the season, this has been a hell of a Braves run this year. Eye-opening performance. Who starts game one of the playoffs for the Braves, do you think? Keuchel. Yeah, no, Keuchel. Not even a question.
Yeah, Keuchel.
You know, you asked me last month, it's Soroka, but you're saying Keuchel now.
Keuchel's been pitching well. I want the veteran who's been there in game one. I love Soroka.
Yeah.
But I want Keuchel getting off to a good start. Soroka in game two, Fried in game three. Then after that, you just kind of figure it out. But that'll be what's the key for the next 2 weeks for the Braves is, all right, open auditions for your playoff roster. That's the difference from this year to last year's. Last year, you were desperate to fill out that playoff roster. Now you've got plenty of options to pick from.
Can't let you go without 30 seconds on the Falcons. Awful performance in week one. They're home this Sunday, week two. What are we going to expect from them?
I got a bad feeling.
Yeah.
That was... As Dan Quinn even said in his press conference, that was alarming that Minnesota beat him up so bad and only threw 10 passes in a NFL football game.
Yeah.
They'll play better, but I think the Eagles by about 10 to 14.
Wow. All right. Jay Black, bold prediction there. We'll catch you tomorrow. Bulldogs cover starts at 8 a.m.
Wake up, everybody.
Kegs and Eggs with the Bulldogs on 95.5 WSB Atlanta's News and Talk. Thanks, Jay Black.
See ya.
Atlantis News and Talk.
Welcome back. Final segment of the Friday edition of the Mark Arum Show. Thanks to Brittany and Jay Black. Deb Green, I'm assuming, being the musical stallion that you are, I don't know what that means. You're going to Music Midtown?
Midtown all weekend. That's it.
Yeah. Low T, what do you got this weekend? Anything cooking?
Oh, no.
Ugh,
absolutely
no.
Nothing. Honestly, I have nothing.
Not even,
on.
Not just no. Ugh, no.
Yeah.
All right, Longo, what about you, buddy? You got anything?
Nah, just the same old, same old. We're, I'm not going to say it on the air because we're taking the girls on a trip in a couple weeks, but so we're getting ready for that and just kind of saving money for that, so we're not really doing anything.
You're taking them to the Alamo, huh?
We are.
Yeah.
You know, we got to learn our history.
There's no basement in the Alamo.
There is no basement in the Alamo.
Our history. What am I doing this weekend? There's an outside chance I'll go to the Falcons game.
Oh,
outside, because I got some new food items that I really want to try.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
I'm worried about the Falcons this year, though. That week one game was bad.
I'm probably just gonna
chill. AC and chill. Stay at home and watch Netflix. And
order some food.
Order some food. Exactly right. Let's do Star of the Show, Longoria.
And now, are you guys ready for the Mark Arum Star?
star of the show.
Deb Green is not getting star of the show because she put in question number 11.
I need to hear the audience.
I want to hear the answer.
Is
that
this or that?
It's not that big a deal.
Had we played this, might have gotten me fired. So, Longoria, you get it for not playing that audio. You had control of the audio.
Nice.
Didn't get me fired. Have a safe weekend, everybody. We'll continue the conversation throughout the weekend via social media on Twitter and Instagram at Mark Arum, Facebook Mark Arum WSB. In the meantime, go to sleep, little baby.
Sleepy little baby. Go to sleep, you little baby.
Guests of the Mark Arum Show stay at the All Suite Omni Hotel, located in the heart of Chicago's Magnificent Mile.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.